Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, level two, Streets of San Francisco style. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including the raging redhead Cam Stewart and George Kurtz. Kick it with us this evening. I wanted to get into some pucks and talk about the National Hockey League playoffs. So, Kurtz, the New York Rangers win the lottery, and it's amazing because Knicks fans have been crying about winning the lottery and getting a number one pick in the draft. But the Rangers, unlike the Knicks, you know, are a team, a destination that people want to play for, right? The New York Knicks have problems, you know, signing players. The New York Rangers do not, you know, especially in Canada. You know, and the Rangers have a lot of Canadian dudes on their team. The Kitchener Rangers, the Rangers have a, you know, original six, basically. If you're an original six team, you've got something going for you. The Rangers, you know, they didn't get in the playoffs here, but they had 11 guys making their debut. But of all teams to win the Lafreniere sweepstakes, it's done. It's the New York Rangers, Kurtz.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for me being an Islander fan because this team is loaded now. I mean, when you look at it, you got Panarin, Zibanejad had an MVP-type season, Buchnevich, Kakko. Remember, they didn't win the lottery last season, but they moved up a big away
from Kakko. Devil.
You got Kreider. I mean, the defense, yes. The defense.
You got some great young goalies, Kurtz. You got good young goalies, too.
Shesterkin. Yep. Shesterkin could be fantastic. Gorgiev. I mean, I said this is not the team I wanted to see win the lottery. Not for, as an Islander fan, not for, you know, we have to battle that team, or they're going to have to battle that team. Rangers could be well on their way once the, you know, Fox and D'Angelo, the two young defensive, once they get experience and they get better, they don't even need to be great. They just need to be solid, not poor. This Rangers team could be dangerous really quick.
Cam, I know you're already a fan of this Ranger team. Now they pick up a young phenom superstar like this, and we'll get Cam's thoughts on the other side about this. But as we stated, the New York Rangers, don't be fooled, guys, because they lost the playoffs. Everybody picked them to beat the Carolina Hurricanes. They beat them five straight times. They beat them seven of the last 10 times. They weren't ready, guys. They had 11 guys making their playoff debut, the New York Rangers. They got a good coach, too. Quinn's a good coach. And like I said, there's a buzz about the Rangers. There's like, it's not like the NBA where people are like, oh, no. I don't want to play there. It's different. The NHL, it's like, yeah, I want to play there. I want to be a New York Ranger. I want to be a Ranger. And, you know, you're on MSG every night, and, like, life's good is with the Rangers. All right, bring it. Sports Rage Late Night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night continues. I'm Morenci, special guest co-host, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. George Kurtz kicking it with us here this evening. He was standby already. We figured why not let him hang out here tonight. We're talking some pucks, baseball. Great show so far. We got Kurtz to take on the NFL situation. I want to get Cam's take on the New York Rangers. And Cam, we were talking about how I know you're already a fan of this team, as was I. You know, I saw them firsthand, right? They played across the street from our studio, yep, of course. And I saw the development of this team and these young guys. And I'd see the guys around the restaurant and the bar and stuff. And good kids, grinders. The team already had grit. They already had heart, bro. Now they get themselves a potential superstar. It's almost icing on the cake right now. And they're just a hot team, bro. There's something about them. Like, who doesn't want to play for the Rangers, Ken? It's not the Knicks, bro. Like, who doesn't want to play for the Rangers? The Rangers got something going on right now.
Yeah, it's complete opposite, Gabe. You bring it up. You know, the Knicks are a laughing stock. Everyone takes shots at these guys. They don't even know what's going on. The Rangers are a totally different vibe there. They're going to have some interesting things, too. I still think they need another defenseman. They have a couple younger guys, but they can get better. And you brought up a great point. Carolina was just a team that was more equipped in the playoffs. They had veterans, guys who have been there, also lost a war against Boston. Too many inexperienced guys, but I think the New York Rangers are a team on the rise, and it's great for the New York area hockey. Barry Trotz and the Islanders, I think eventually the Devils are going to get better, but you don't want to be dealing with this team right now. And George and I were talking about when we were doing in-game live and GTD Gabe today, and we said, you know, anybody but like the Rangers and Oilers for me, and the Rangers were the team, because now people in the Eastern Conference, that's bad news for them. Yeah, like think about the Leafs too. You don't even get like the 13th pick. They already traded it away, so you're looking at the board like they get nothing. They get knocked out in the first round. It's just like a double slap in the face, like when you're looking at the board of all the teams. Like people here are still like freaking out, but you know, what can you do? I kudos to the Rangers and playing at MSG. It's a mecca of hockey. It's a special building. And I think people in the New York area are going to be very, very happy because the Rangers are close. Yeah. Next year, we already know they're going to make a big, big move. I'd be very scared to deal with this team.
My grandfather played in the original Six era. He told me his favorite arena to play in was the Square Garden, although it was the original one, not the current one. It was the original one. So, George, George Kurtz, an Islander fan, when Tavares bolted, you know, people didn't take it very well. They were in a parking lot heckling. Were you there throwing, like, things at him? Our boy Fasano was. Fasano actually went to the parking lot to heckle and stuff. Like, and he had that afternoon when he returned. But people are, like, wondering, what do you do if you're the Leafs? I think, you know, which you got to break it up. You have to break the team up. You can't just keep coming back with the same thing. Yeah. And the problem is, I'm almost not blaming the guys, Cam, and then we'll throw it to Kurtz. But, Cam, I'm not, like, blaming Marner. I'm not blaming Matthews. I'm not blaming Nylander. I'm not blaming Tavares. But they're all the same player. Somebody's got to go. You don't have enough money to bring in a stud defenseman because you've got four of these other bozo dudes. They can't all be there, and they're all goofballs, all right? Tavares is like hollow, bro. Like, the guy's got no emotion, Cam. Like, you pay this guy all this money. You grew up wanting to be a Leaf. Show some heart, bro. I'm not blaming.
Yeah.
Which one do you trade? And I'm thinking Tavares. Like, I don't want to give up on Marner. He's a talented kid, but I think the kid, like, needs to take things more seriously. I think Auston Matthews is good, but Auston Matthews isn't a number one. He's a number two. He's not a guy that's going to put you on his back, Cam. Like, you've got problems with the chemistry here, bro.
I'm going to say something crazy because just the way I think about it, everyone's talking about Nylander and all the other guys. Marner's the guy. And I hate to say it, like, that's the guy that you don't want to see leave, but one of your superstars is going to have to go to change. Tavares, he's getting a little bit long at the tooth. I think teams are worried about him. Hell, the Islanders are a better team even without him, which is crazy because he's a good hockey player. But Mitchell Marner's the guy, Gabe. That's the guy that people will want. That's the guy you can get a big defenseman and another player for. He's going to have a heavy load in contract.
You're right. Matthews, you can get a lot for him.
Matthews is the leader of the team. He's not going anywhere. Marner didn't play great in the playoffs. I'm a big fan of Mitch Marner, but you're right. Like, even him and Matthews, these guys got to grow up. But Marner's the guy that will track the most take back. And right now, the Leafs' defense is deplorable. They need a stud defenseman, and they need another one too. But it starts there. And I hate to say it, that's the guy that teams want. The Leafs will get a boatload for Marner.
Yeah. You know, let's move on to teams that are actually playing.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that John Tavares has brought nothing to the table. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I see Big Will in their chat saying, ooh, Austin Matthews scored 2 game-winning goals. Yeah, big deal, bro. Big deal. Like, who cares? Like, where's his game-winning series stuff? Like, you know what I mean? 2 game-winning goals? It's like saying that a basketball player hit 2 game-winning 3-point shots before. It's like, yeah, and what? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, guys, like, you need – like, that's the thing Leaf Nation, too, like, defends these guys to no ends all the time.
I don't.
They're all great. They're all this. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, dude, whatever, bro. You guys haven't won a playoff series in 16 years. Yeah, keep kissing their ass, guys. Keep kissing their ass and buying them drinks at Club Music when you run into them. So let's talk about teams that are actually playing right now. Some interesting series is here. Dallas Stars, Calgary Flames. The series is basically a pick'em, gentlemen. Kurtz, what's your take? Stars, Flames. I like the Stars.
Well, I think the series is going to be closer than people think. How healthy is Ben Bishop? Right, barely played during the round robin. Tyler Seguin also missed the last game. How healthy are these guys? We're hearing today that both guys are, well, Bishop is healthy enough to play. We don't know if he'll start. Khudobin's a fine backup, and his numbers are just as good as Bishop's this year. So we'll see there. Seguin should play as well. I think Dallas is the better team, but once again, they sleptwalk. Dallas and Boston just sleptwalk through the round robin. I don't know if they cared. I just don't know, Gabe, can they just flip the switch on now and play hockey? Calgary's ready to play. Tough series against Winnipeg. And if I'm Calgary, Dallas is an old team. Jamie Benn, Radulov, Pavelski. Hit them. Make this a long series. Make them pay for everything they have to do. Dallas is not the high-scoring team people think they are with Seguin, Benn, Pavelski, Radulov. They don't score many goals, so you don't have to worry about getting blown out here. I kind of like Calgary in 7 here, but I'm not arguing with anybody who says Dallas. I think Dallas is too beat up. And I have an issue with flipping that switch all of a sudden.
Yeah, best of 7 now, not best of 5. But to me, Cam, I remember last year you were very high on the Dallas Stars and you thought they can go on a deep run. I'm sort of buying in as these guys as a sleeper this year, Cam. I think they have some good chemistry, actually. And I know they're hit or miss guys. They're capable of, like, getting swept, and they're also capable of, like, going to the Stanley Cup, I think. But I'm buying into Dallas a little bit more than I normally am, actually, Cam. I'm liking the Stars coming to the playoffs. I think they have good team chemistry right now.
I'm with you. And let's remember, Gabe, they were very, very close to knocking out St. Louis. That was a tough series, and they lost a heartbreaker. I'm with you. The Calgary Flames, people will look at them because they beat the Jets. The Jets were without 3 players, 2 of them stars.
Beaten up.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? And Hellebuck had to stand on his head. The Jets already had a thin defense, and without those forwards, they needed to score tons of goals to win. The Flames definitely have the worst goaltending in Cam Talbot and big save Dave Rittich. I think Dallas, I don't care if it's Khudobin or Ben Bishop, they have a goaltending edge. I like the addition of Pavelski. George is right. They're players that are old, but they're also players that can still play and fly. I like the Dallas Stars, and probably will go the distance, Gabe, in 7. I think 118 on FanDuel is a good price. Calgary, they feel good because they beat Winnipeg. Who cares? I think Dallas is a better team than them, but it will be a tight, very tight series. I like the Stars.
Yeah, I think this is where they step up as well. Kurtz, last year Columbus, of course, shocked the Tampa Bay Lightning. Do you think it's cool? What do you think about them playing each other again right now? You think Tampa wants this?
You know, I wish they had that player, Gabe, who would go bananas in the locker room, just freak out, be angry. I don't know if they have that kind of guy. You know, we lost these guys last year. This can't happen again. You know, the fire and brimstone kind of guy. And I feel they're missing that. They're also another beat-up team. Stamkos, it seems to me, if you read between the lines here, maybe he shows up game 3, game 4, and that's maybe. Hedman got hurt. Remember, Victor Hedman got hurt, turned his ankle. I think game 2 of the round robin. Yep. He's iffy at best. They're calling him a game time decision here. Remember, this game's at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So it's 14 hours. That being said, I think Columbus has done a great job. I think Tortorella has been a magician here, but they just don't have the talent of Tampa Bay, even with these injuries here. I think injuries prolong the series. Maybe it's tampering 6 rather than 5 here. I don't see a repeat of last year. I think Tampa Bay is going to be angry enough to take them.
Cam, I think this is Tampa's worst nightmare to get the Jackets
Tampa
again,
win.
Actually. We'll get Cam's thoughts on the other side. Sports Rage Late Night. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night. He's using a freaking ladder.
Ladder.
All right, George Kurtz kicking it with us. Cam Stewart. I actually want to get your quick take, Cam. Marcus Stroman, you know, I've defended Stroman before in the past, but I also said this year to me, and you remember right before the year started, I said, you know what, Stroman, you talk a lot. I've had your back. I think you're a great pitcher, but now Syndergaard's not there. You got to man up, man. You know what I mean? Like, Syndergaard, Thor ain't there. You're not number three. You can't hide behind DeGrom and Syndergaard now. And Syndergaard takes so much media presence in New York, guys, as Kurtz knows, too. Takes pressure off of everybody else because he says crazy things all the time. And he's just whatever. He's a dramatic dude. Cool dude, but dramatic dude. But then he gets hurt, Stroman. Now he opts out. What's your take, Cam? For a guy that talks a lot, it kind of fizzled out this year, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I think both of us defended Stroman a lot. But, you know, just from people in the know, and you talk to ex-players in the Jays organization, like Stroman, a lot of the time they say he wasn't a great teammate. They said he was a pretty selfish guy a lot of the time, Gabe. And, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Grishuk, remember him and Grishuk got into it on Twitter recently.
Exactly.
And
it's like
Grishuk said, nobody misses you here, bro. And Stroman said, whatever. Everyone knows you're an underachiever. And Grishuk just said, whatever. Everyone hates you. That's what he said back.
No, I've heard it from multiple sources that he could be, you know, a little prickly with some people. And, you know, in baseball, you want to have a tight unit there. In sports, you got to. You can't not hate guys on your team and sell them out. And I'm really surprised, Gabe. I get it. And I won't knock anybody for not playing due to the coronavirus, but the Mets are doomed. They already have Syndergaard out. Walker's hurt. They're going to have to bring up an extra arm there. They don't have the talent. I like our Philadelphia pick as a deep sleeper. The Mets are not going to get it done with the pitching staff that they have. And I feel for DeGrom because he goes out there every night and every time he starts, he battles. But yeah, I'm basically done with Stroh's act there. And yeah, he does do it a lot of talking, and the Mets are in big trouble, buddy. They're doomed.
George is a lifelong New Yorker. I know you're a Yankee guy, but I talked about it a million times before. And, you know, when I was in New York and I was buying into the Mets, people used to tell me, Morenci, you know, weird thing will happen to them, right? And I brought it up before the season started. I said, if any team's going to get Carrasco, I'm surprised not the Mets. Like, the Cardinals aren't the Mets, to be honest. but with that being stated, they didn't get coronavirus, but they lost Syndergaard. They lost Stroman. I mean, George, their season's falling apart, bro, as expected, right? That's the Mets.
Isn't this worse than getting COVID? I mean, because if you're a Met fan, like, you know, hey, if
really,
we had COVID,
I know.
I understand. All right.
Yeah, if you get COVID, Thor's back next week. Exactly. Whatever. He's back next week, you know?
This is just worse. I mean, there's nothing going right for this team. And we discussed it a lot, right? We kept bringing up examples. Well, the Mets will be a team that loses their starting rotation to COVID. Well, they're losing their starting rotation just to something different. One thing about Stroman, I mean, it's really convenient here that he decides to do this after he got enough service time to qualify for free agency. I mean,
wow.
Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it is. But he got enough service time while on the IL with the calf injury where he'll be a free agent next year. Great trade by the Mets, huh? They trade Anthony Kay, the guy with three names, to Toronto for Stroman. Yeah, that's not going to be one that goes down in the record books of BVW there.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, they almost have to re-sign him, right? And we'll see if Stroh re-signs him.
Would you want to?
I don't know how many teams are going to be lining up.
This tells you how stupid gonna the be lining Mets up. Are.
What do you think, Cam?
Right, Gabe? How dumb are the Mets when you get fleeced by the Blue Jays in a deal? And another thing is, too, like, people knew Gabe, and we're not rocket science. Like, did the Mets not do their due diligence about, like, Stroman and, you know, how rubbing people the wrong way and stuff? Like, Gabe and I knew this before. Like, you know, you talk to guys in the Blue Jay organization and people, like, it's been going on for a while. Like, he didn't get along with a lot of the players.
He's a Long Island guy, right, Kurtz? He's a New York guy, right? So, like, he wanted to be a Yankee, and he ends up with the Mets. But he's a lot. So they figured he's a New York guy, right?
His family is actually out by me. His father works with a buddy of mine at the SCPD. So, yeah, he's his family lives maybe 15 minutes from me. It's a strange situation, but I do wonder if teammates could be upset about this, that he gave up on the team. Like, it's an awful big coincidence that he decides to opt out as soon as he gets that service time. It may be true. Maybe, hey, I don't want to go to Miami. That was going to be my next start here in Miami's COVID Central.
Ah, but
maybe.
Still, but, he's got to man up.
Yep.
I agree.
Pete Alonso's got like a hockey player mentality, right? Like, let's be real. Like, he's running the, you know, this guy to run through a wall for the Mets. All right, let's get back to the puck. So I was going to say, Cam, so you think Tampa goes through, and listen, I almost want to buy into Tampa, that Tampa's the team, that this is their year, Cam. I'm having a hard time picking a winner in the East, buddy. So I'm almost thinking, I almost want to say the Canadiens going to ride Carey Price to the cup.
Wow.
I'll give some picks here before we're done. I'll give some picks before we're done. Oh, you know they're beating the Flyers. I'll tell you right now. They're beating
really?
The Philadelphia Flyers.
I will be so impressed with
in
like,
five or that. Six. It won't even go seven.
Wow.
It'll go five.
I don't know
Caps
what you've been
five.
Drinking. What are you drinking in San Francisco? That Alcatraz,
white wine.
Algae water and wine. But anyway, if the Canadians beat the Flyers, buddy, I'll give you the old Barry Horowitz.
What you would have said the same thing if I would have told you the Habs in four against the Pens.
That was impressive. And the thing is, the Habs are scary because everyone just thinks about them as Carey Price, and you know that's not true. Kotkaniemi and,
they're
all the guys.
They're a great skating team. Gilles has a great coach.
You know what? And Weber looks like the old Weber. He's motivated. Like, when I told you that Jason Spezza was the best lead.
Real field general. Real ice general out there, Cam.
Exactly. Spezza didn't want things to end over all these other young guys. It's like, where are you guys? Like, Jason Spezza is a fourth liner, barely in the league, and he's, like, working his tail off. What are you guys doing? That's the thing. Shea Weber has motivated the younger players on the Montreal Canadiens to play his way. He's going through walls. He hurts people. Offensively, too, they got underrated players. Tatar and all these other guys are sneaky good. Montreal's good. I just think the Flyers are a buzzsaw. It'll be a very tight series, but I like Philadelphia, Gabe. And as for Tampa Bay, quickly, Tampa Bay's different than the Leafs when they're facing Columbus because they have sandpaper. They got guys like Alex Killorn and other guys on the team that can play two ways. They're also very, very tough, and I will say this, sneaky dirty. Chernak and a lot of those guys, they know how to play on the edge, Tampa Bay. As for the Leafs, they're soft like butter. They're not a tough team at all. That's the thing about Columbus. You can't bully Tampa Bay. I think these games are going to be very, very tight, but I can't see the Lightning losing again, but Columbus is damn scary, but I like the Lightning, buddy. Probably in six.
Kurtz, Lightning Jackets. Let's get into the Canadians and the Flyers after. What's your take?
Well, but if the Lightning lose to the Jackets again, Cooper's done. He'll be fired.
Yes, he will.
I mean, there'll be no choice there. They just can't get it done.
Yeah.
So I can't – give me the Lightning. I mean, I want to say five. I'll give Tortorella another game, so give me six. But the Lightning not going to lose this back-to-back.
Well, I'm not really in a hurry to lay 225, though, to be honest. I'm not running to the window to bet that.
No, that's a parlay.
So what do you think of the Flyers? Flyers and Canadians. The Flyers are minus 240. The Canadians are plus 192. I think the Habs can beat them, Kurtz. I really do. I think the Habs can beat them. They're more than Carey Price. They're a great skating team. They're hard to score on. They play like a defensive trap, Lemaire, Julien style. They tighten things up. Their power play's not great, but they're not wusses. They skate. They're not like little – they're not big, but they're in your face all the time. They're annoying. They're an annoying – that's the best way of describing the Canadians, I think.
Columbus is annoying.
They're annoying. Too.
They're an annoying team. They drive
you down. Columbus are better than the Canadians, though, I think.
Yeah, they're a more annoying
like the
team.
Camps like Columbus are annoying, too.
But very good. I respect annoying. That's how you win games. You need to be annoying.
You're right. You want to annoy your opponent, right? That's just the point of sports. Annoy your opponent. What do you think, Kurtz, of the Flyers and the Canadians?
I think both teams are probably happy to be playing the other. You know, I know it's a weird thing to say. I think the Flyers... The Flyers are the one team out of the East in that round robin that took it seriously, that played hard. They wanted to win. You know, that's where they got the first seed, because they went out there, they played hard. And I think you saw that the regular season, too. This is a different type of Flyers team. Defense is a little better, and Hart gives them an actual goaltender, which they haven't had in forever.
Right, so that's a big difference.
They're a threat. It's absolutely.
How about this? You know, two former Habs coaches, Kurtz. Alain Vigneault and Claude Julien going head to head.
Awesome.
Too much.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, you're right. That's a little strange. You don't see
French
that.
Press.
Both been fired too by the organization. Brings some. Yes. Oh, this is a big deal in Montreal. Yeah. Alain Vigneault versus Claude Julien. Come on, man.
Big time. Yeah, the papers love it.
I think Montreal's happy to play Philadelphia too, because you don't want to play Tampa. You know, you don't want to play Boston. And Washington, yeah, you probably don't want to play them either. You probably look at Philadelphia as the easiest of the bunch here. You know, it's funny. Montreal beat Pittsburgh, and Carey Price played well, but I didn't think it was they beat Pittsburgh because of Carey Price, where he was a brick wall. I didn't think that he played well.
He was just part of it.
Right. He was right. That's what I mean. Yep. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing, because you didn't need Carey Price to play his best. What if he does play his best this series? I think this is a hard series. I think it's going seven. I'm going to go Philly. I like the way they played here. But if Carey Price is going to be that difference maker, if he's going to be, you know, just a brick wall in net. And by the way, Hart is also – Carey Price is his idol. So I wonder if Hart is going to have a little idolitis here. You know, watching Price rather than playing there, I wonder if that could be a small part. A little intangibles thing. I'm going to go Philly in seven, but I think it's going to be a really good series.
That's going to be a hell of a series, Cam.
It is.
There's going to be good stuff, like real chess match.
A lot of overtime games, I think. Like, it's going to be – the Canadians shouldn't be that big of a dog, even though I like Philly. I think the books need to respect Montreal more.
Listen, we can't buy in every favor, right? I'm telling you, I think – like, it's a good point by Kurtz, what you stated, too, that Carey Price stole a game, whatever. He, you know, and in the first two games, he was great, and they lost one of them even, right? But the Canadians didn't win. Just because of Carey Price, they deserve that win. They were better than the Penguins. They outskated them. They outhustled. Like they did. We'll see what comes up next. Sports Trade Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. We're throwing it down. Shout out to San Francisco. Great time. The streets of San Francisco. Listen, we've lived in Las Vegas. We've lived in Los Angeles. We lived in Toronto, Montreal, New York City. So, you know, we've been around, man, like all the major, you know, major markets over the years. I guess what would be missing in between that, Cam? Like, what would be a major, I don't know, New York, L.A., Las Vegas, I don't know, like, you know, Miami,
Chicago,
although.
Houston.
Chicago, yeah. Yeah, Houston. I could have got a job in Houston before, actually. You're right. You're right. But, yeah, it's never really my my dream to move to Chicago. You?
Me neither. No.
Too windy.
The windy city? No.
Too many bullets, too. Too many bullets. Like, people get like every 6 feet there.
Oh, yeah. South side where the white, that's the thing. Like, difference between Cubs and White Sox. You go to a Cubs game. Hey, everybody, it's all Ferris Bueller. You want to come in for fun? Yeah. Here's some oysters and beer. You go to the South side. You're right, man. It's dangerous.
But San Francisco's always been a city that, great sports city, San Francisco. Always wanted to, you know, I've always thought, yeah, I'd live in San Francisco. You know, I could live here. And I got to tell you, man, it's cold and windy here, man. Like, I don't know, like, you like that, huh, Cam? Like, basically, bro, they told me basically, like, it's warmest here in October, not August.
Awesome.
Like, I figured, like, it's August. No, they said, no, September and October is actually. And I was looking it up, Cam. You would like it. It's basically 69 degrees on average every day. Except Perfect. It's windy, so it feels colder. But it like, I'm talking like, it doesn't get balmy here. There's no balmy here, bro. And they're psychos. They're swimming in the water and stuff, and their body suits out there in the water and stuff. The wind's blowing like crazy. But I just want to say, great town. Number one, I'll tell you about San Francisco. You can get whatever you want delivered to your hotel room. Like,
beautiful.
Real quick, too.
More benefits. Yeah.
Oh, I was out of wine last night. I ordered pizza on the pizza list. There's a wine list.
Perfect.
If you're looking for some late night, like some medicine, late night medicinals, delivered. It's actually like 30 minutes. Whatever you need, man. Very quick. People are very nice. Great restaurants, great wine. Windy as hell, though. I'm going to tell you, it's windy. It's kind of like it's a breezy city. Very tough town. I got to tell you, it's a tough town, but great, great town. I got to tell you, that ballpark hurts. I brought it up to Cam last night, but I've never been there before. It's the first time I've even been outside of it. It's probably the nicest stadium I've ever seen in my life, bro. It looks like it opened up yesterday. You don't know how clean it is, guys. It's insane. It's like beautiful brick. They have statues. It's right downtown, too, so it's not like – like, when I pulled into Frisco, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, it's kind of awkward on the side of the highway, like a lot of stadiums. But it really isn't. It's right downtown. And, like, literally, like, you walk right up to it. And it doesn't even look like a stadium. I don't know. It looks like a museum or something. And then the stadium, like, is kind of on, like, the water side. Beautiful stadium, Kurtz. I know you've seen it on TV, but in person, it's wicked.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. I have a couple of friends. I've never been there, but I have had a couple of friends who've been there. It looks like one of the better stadiums in baseball. The best I've been to so far would be Pittsburgh, PNC. I love the view of Three Rivers. I mean, that's a place you have to go to. Before that would have been Camden. I thought Camden was great, too, but I think PNC blows that one away.
I haven't really been any. Like, to be honest, my favorite ballpark is Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine. Yeah, beautiful with the palm trees and the background and, you know, the Mount San Gabriel Mountains. And it's so nice. But also, you know, the surrounding areas, like, also coming up. But what's the best baseball? What's your favorite baseball stadium you've been to, Cam?
Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. When I left the Arctic, I went with my roommate from Ireland, and we went on a baseball tour. I said, I'll go on a baseball tour with you if you take me to Vegas first. So we drove. Yeah, we drove from like the north, the Arctic to Calgary, spent some time there. We drove from there all the way down to Las Vegas and did a horseshoe. So we did the ballparks. He dropped me off and actually went to some other ones. And it's crazy. That's where back in the day I reconnected with Richard Garner when he was visiting some people in Toronto. I was at a Jays game when I ran into Rich because he was dating a chick that I used to know from college. And that's how I actually met you, which is more insane after that when you came to the station that we were working at. So
it comes
full circle. It was one of the craziest road trips I've ever been on. But I'm telling you, Kauffman Stadium and that fountain, absolutely gorgeous. I love that stadium. It's the best I've been to. And I don't want to say anything bad that people are going to get mad at, but I went to Wrigley and it's beautiful. Like, I like the history of it, but it's a bit overrated. Like, I thought the food sucked. And, you know, like, I just, to me, Kansas City was a much more beautiful ballpark. So Kauffman Stadium, Gabe, goes down as my favorite.
I went to Fenway before, and Fenway's cool, but it, like, I went, like, okay. It was years ago.
Yep.
Smelled like piss. I had, like, a pillar in front of me. I couldn't even see anything. Like, Kurtz, you know what I mean? Ever been to Fenway, Kurtz? Like, I had one of those pillars in front of me. I really did. Like, I was right behind a pillar, bro. Like,
had a pillar.
I want to go, if there's one place I could sit, I want to sit in the bleachers above the monster, right? I have to sit there. I want to sit in the monster seats there to see what that view is, even though I'm afraid of heights. So it might not be the greatest thing for me, but I think that would be one hell of an experience.
Yang's in our midtown Manhattan. Listen, I love Yankee Stadium. I've been to the original Yankee Stadium, Yang. Too. The last one, not the new one. There's like what? Like, yeah, there's a new one. I never been to the new one. I don't care about the new one. You know what I mean? I didn't mean it. I've been to the last. So what were you saying? Yeah, where you been, Yang? You been to where? Chicago? You're saying is your favorite stadium?
Well, I've been to Wrigley Field. I actually saw them play the Dodgers, which was a good game. It was a day game. But as far as, like, my favorite stadium, like, I've been to Camden Yards around the time when they first opened up, and that was a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, I never been to Camden in Baltimore, but, yeah, it looks real nice. That PNC, too, where Kurt's talking about.
Oh, yeah, I got to go
like
there.
That Batman stuff right in the background. Yeah, they're real cool. I'm telling you, though, guys, like, this San Francisco, it's right, like, there's restaurants and stuff all around it. Like, it's super cool. Like, I was telling you, like,
you
got the water behind it.
I was actually fortunate enough to experience the last games of the season with the Texas Rangers at that old stadium. They got a new stadium they're going to be playing at now, but I was at their last series. I was in Texas at that time. Yeah, that's a nice little park,
too. Yeah, I love
too.
You, yeah, but. Yeah. Rangers have a new stadium every 5 years. There's no history.
Yeah, like, Rangers stadium, that blows.
They go through stadiums like Larry King goes through wives. them in Atlanta. Every 5 years, Atlanta's got a new stadium. It's like, you need a hub, go to Atlanta. You got 8 stadiums. Like, yeah, man, like, you guys need a stadium every 2 years. All right, so Montreal Canadiens. Oh, Big Card Julio's in Chicago. All right, let's bring Big Card Julio quickly here right now. We'll continue with the hockey, but Big Card Julio, speaking of stadiums in Chicago, steps up. And what's up, Julio?
Happy birthday. Cheers, Gabe. Cam, I agree.
Thank you,
Wrigley
sir.
Is overrated. It's more a party atmosphere than anything else. I'll be quick with my plays. Europa League soccer, I like both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in Basel. And Shakhtar Donetsk from Ukraine. I think it's going to be a very open match. I think Shakhtar might win it as well. Both teams are on plus side, so you can't go wrong with plus money on the money line there. But again, both teams to score in over 2.5 goals at plus 118. Give me both teams to score in Sevilla and Wolves in Europa League. My White Sox can't lose 2 in a row to the Tigers, can't they? I'm taking them on the money line and the run line. Dallas Keuchel called the team out loud after their embarrassing loss. And then Cam, George, am I crazy thinking that most of the hockey games tomorrow are going to go under 5.5 goals? Because that's what I'm leaning towards. And over 1.5 in the Blackhawks. Vegas Golden Knights game. May the winners be ours, everybody. Take care, and cheers again, Gabe.
Nice. Thank you, Julio. Yeah, first game up in Columbus and Tampa.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, we'll get back to the pipelines in a second. Columbus and Tampa's up at 3 o'clock. Then we got Dallas, and as far as the unders are concerned, I don't think things are suddenly high scoring. Yeah, I would keep riding the unders. As far as Chicago and Vegas is concerned, that's another story.
Yeah. Carolina is my play, Gabe. Like, I looked at all the series. I'm all in on Carolina at plus 130. I think they're going to beat Boston. I just think they're a deep team. I think they're scary. I think they play. You talked about with Brind'Amour. They're very good. And this is the year I think you can take Boston down. I am a big, big Carolina supporter. I think they can go all the way to the Stanley Cup final. I'll take them in game one. I'll take them in the series. Give me the Canes.
I agree. I'm all in on the Carolina Hurricanes as well. I think they remind me of the Carolina Hurricane team that won the Cup, actually.
Yes.
Reimer reminds me of Cam Ward, too, the way he's playing right now. Just they're the same. Rob Brind'Amour, it's like in the Canadians and the Canes played that year, too. Sooner Lisa from Oklahoma steps up and in, who I want to thank very, very much. We went on the cruise today. Lisa was kind enough to purchase a Alcatraz and Golden Gate and Sea Lion cruise. Well, it wasn't really a cruise. It was more of a sailing expedition, like the America's Cup. You nearly got us killed, Lisa, but other than that, it's great. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Wasn't my intention. Are you there?
Hello?
I'm here, yeah.
Well, I don't know where he went. Lisa, he was saying you were just going to go wish him a happy birthday. We got through the whole show, and I think he dropped out, so... I hope he comes back.
That's all I was going to do. If he's listening, happy birthday, Gabe. That good call on Kauffman Stadium, Cam. So.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. I went there, and I remember I was sitting there with my buddy. I was, like, all strung out. We were on, like, a baseball trip, and I was at, like, a diner there, and I go, you know what? I'm going to Kauffman Stadium. I don't care. Like, we have to go to this stadium. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful, the waterfall, just the day. And know what I like about Kansas City, Gabe? I'm glad you're back. Value. It's not like at the Dome where I'm paying $14 for a beer. You bring $100 to Kauffman Stadium, man. You feel like a king. It was at a baseball game. Good prices at Kauffman. Beautiful scenery.
I think our system's about to crash. We got like 18 people on at once. Yeah, it's great.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
We went on the Alcatraz tour. You'll see I'm going to post the videos. It was some crazy stuff. It was like the America's Cup out expedition out there. This was no, like, safe, like, cruise. We were on a sailboat. It was some hardcore stuff out there, Lisa. It's a good thing I wasn't too hungover. I think I would have puked a couple of times.
Well, I just wanted you to live on the edge a little bit. You're turning 50 and everything. It may be your last, you know, sail. We never know.
Well, it was a little shade.
Hey, you made croak,
Kurtz,
tomorrow,
like
right?
That one. Hey, Kurtz, settle down, Kurtz. You're not
It's a horrible connection. It's a horrible connection, so I don't know if you guys can still hear me. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, Gabe. You're the best. You know, I love you. You guys have a great night.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Beautiful.
I can hear you perfectly clear. What about I can hear
Lisa,
it clearly.
Sooner,
you can.
Lisa's
I can
got
hear.
A great radio voice, Gabe. That's silky smooth.
Oh, yeah. Soothing pipes. Yeah, yeah. Well, compared
very
to everyone
soothing.
Else, right? Like,
yeah, like that was like, I feel to, yeah, exactly. Like I feel less stressed out now listening to Sooner Lisa.
I know. That's what we wish she called us more. Exactly.
I agree. Call us all the time, please.
All right, Kurtz, before we get you out of here, Kurtz, what's your best bet tomorrow? NHL hockey.
Give me the over, Blackhawks, Golden Knights.
Over 6.5, huh?
Oh, boy. That's a lot of goals.
I don't know,
no
man.
No defense for Chicago.
Chicago's not lighting them up, man. Chicago's not going to score on Vegas like they did Edmonton, Cam.
Yeah, agreed. I don't know. I'm not touching that total. Not touching. Carolina, buddy. Let's go Hurricane. Rock.
All right. Thanks, George. Me and Cam will
have
wrap things
George.
Up on the other side. God bless you, Kurtz. Thanks for the time, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Time to land this thing. I feel like to do it in an airplane. I got sweat. I'm dripping down. Oh, I'm nervous. No. I think we'll be all right. All kidding aside, Cam, you know, you and I, man, we've been through it. I love you, buddy. And I thank you very much for stepping up the last couple of nights. I'd like no one else to do it like you've done it.
Thanks,
the last couple of nights, Coast and Sports Rage. But you and I go way back. And I remember, you know, you and I used to go to Vegas and, man, we'd party with UFC fighters and I'd be all crazy. And, like, we'd get off planes, we'd be on TV 2 hours later. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. This is too much. And then I'm like, yeah, this hasn't happened in a lot of years. We got older and stuff a little bit. You know, we distanced it a little bit more. Tomorrow, buddy, I land 1:15. We're on the air at 3:00. We're on the air at 3:00. I need to smooth everything. We need a smooth trip. Kurtz might be on standby again.
Gabe?
Be good.
Enjoy yourself.
But you know me.
Yeah, you'll make it.
You know me. I'll get out of the taxi. Oh, no, by the way, I'm going to be in quarantine for 14 days, too, but I'll be good to go.
Yep. You'll be good. No, and the thing is, I'm really glad that you went on this trip, you know, and I know you're a workaholic, and I've never worked with anybody that, you know, was better at the game, loved the game more in radio, and it's your passion in life. But it's kind of like what we talked about, like you said, when Stevie Vai took time off from his guitar and other people, you know what I mean? You need to sometimes, you know, step away, even though you're still doing it, not to the same extent. And I'm glad you got to spend the 50s wine tours, Alcatraz. It's a very special time, buddy, and you're the Sterling Club now. So if we ever do go to Vegas, buddy, $5 for everything, we can really save some money and do it up. We'll have money in our pocket.
Yeah, somebody told me, I asked Teddy Covers about the Sterling Club the other night. He goes, the Palms is never reopening. Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Teddy. Teddy's always full of good news.
That guy's negative.
He always is. He's always got like some. Then he goes, oh, I'm just kidding. It's like, yeah, whatever, bro. Yeah, you know you're not kidding. You're just a mean dude. God bless him.
Yeah,
so listen, you and I are going to be on. You and I are going to be on just as, you know, the game's going to be going on tomorrow. Columbus, Tampa, early game. What are you doing with this one?
Tampa Bay, and I'm going to parlay it with Vegas and Carolina over Boston, buddy.
I like Calgary and the Dallas Stars to go under 5.5. God bless you. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Other night, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.